Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to ACC News, the unique internet broadcast series that brings you together with some of the most amazing and interesting individuals from the world of business, industry, health and wellness, art, entertainment, and many more. From company owners, CEOs, and presidents, to the most inspiring people who create the magic behind the scenes that make their company's products and services so special. Here is your opportunity to live their experience and journeys through the words of the ones that actually made it possible. Live worldwide. This is ACC Global News.
Good evening to everyone from around the world. Welcome back to ACC Global News. We are live from New York. I am your host, Matthew Connor. And again, I am very grateful to be with all of you here this evening. Now, tonight, we have with us a very special guest. She is transformational coach and inspirational speaker, Piroshka Bata. And she is the founder of Priska Senza. And to anyone in our audience this evening that has ever felt that you just aren't living up to your full potential, or let's say you feel that you want to make changes to your life, but you just can't seem to figure it out. You just can't seem to get yourself moving in the right direction. I extremely encourage you to tune in to the points that Piroshka will speak on this evening. It is now Wednesday, the 25th of January, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Now, I would like to remind all of our listeners, especially from overseas, that our show this evening with Piroshka and all of our shows are permanently archived on our ACC Global Media Blog Talk Radio site. So please visit us at blogtalkradio.com/ACC Global Media. And if you're a part of social media, please visit us on Facebook. Please go to facebook.com/ACC Global Media. And we're also part of Twitter. Please visit us at twitter.com/ACC Global Media. And last but not least, please visit us on our website at accglobalmedia.com. And you can really enjoy our shows at any time of the day. Now, the fear of change, it affects really an unbelievable amount of people really across the globe. Metathesophobia, as it's defined, it prohibits people from improving physically, emotionally, spiritually, and in the face of trauma, stress, stagnancy, people find it easier to just simply trudge along, rather than attempt to take the steps to better their situation. And again, I know many people in the audience can relate to what I am saying. Taking the first steps towards change, it can be very frightening, which is why there are trained professionals like Piroshka Bata. And really, let me give you a little bit about her background. She has a Bachelor's of Science in Nursing from McMaster University, actually over 26 years of experience in the nursing field, a Master Practitioner in Neuro-Linguistic Programming. And after really being intrigued by energy work, she became a Therapeutic Touch Practitioner and also a Reiki Master. Now, she has also studied the Jung Method and Biogenesis, healing modalities. And lastly, and many people in the audience may not believe this, but she is a black belt in karate, also studies taekwondo. What I really want the audience to realize is the wealth of knowledge and experience from all different areas that Podolska brings to us this evening. So to our audience, I am very proud to present to you transformational coach, an inspirational speaker, founder of Priska Senza, Ms. Podolska Bata. How are you doing this evening, Podolska?
I am doing well, and I'm very pleased to be part of this blog radio show.
Well, I'm very happy to have you on with us today. So, Podolska, again, I told a lot about your background to the audience, and it's a whole lot. Many people probably are shocked at the amount of different achievements that you've had. Can you really explain to them who exactly is Podolska Bata?
Well, there's a few words that come to mind. One of them is I am in service to others. So that's a huge focus of whatever it is that I do. But the other piece is that I am curious and I am full of wonder. So a lot of the things that I have studied, that I have explored, comes from curiosity, like a child's curiosity. The other place it comes from is my father always taught me that know where you're from and know where you're going, and what you know, what you learn is yours. And so that was the driving force in doing all these different things. It was just simply, oh, that's really interesting, and that can help me do this better. And then I would go into that. So that probably is the best way to describe me.
And just that everybody in the audience does realize, anybody that is selected to come on to our segments really has a great and inspiring story. Podolska, can you please share with the audience your personal journey?
So, actually, I thought about my life because we were having this conversation before, and it has been rather unique, and you don't realize it until you start thinking about it and reflecting. I actually received my education in four different languages simply because we moved. I was born in Eastern Europe in the former Yugoslavia. I also have lived in West Germany. So I went to school in both of those countries. And then as a teenager, I came to Canada. And coming from at the time of communism, so I grew up in a very different world. Coming to Canada and sort of doing my education and so on, a lot of the things that shaped what I do now obviously came from nursing and wanting to help others. But some of the things that really shaped me, where I'm going, and strengthened me were some of the challenges that I have experienced. One of them was I became a single mom, so certainly that's a challenge. But one of the things that truly opened me up and inspired me and really drove me to be as busy I am and do all the things I do, my father had a traumatic brain injury from an explosion at work. And it was a big shock to all of us. At the time, I was working in an intensive care unit, and he became a patient in that intensive care unit. My colleague
Wow.
looked after him, and everyone was great, but I knew, looking at the CT scan and sort of the doctors and everybody, that there was nothing they could do. So he was rehabilitated to whatever he could be, the best possible way, but there were other injuries as well. And we took care of him for 9.5 years. What happened during that time was that after he came home from rehab, he was in the hospital for 3 months, I realized that, wow, there's a lot of people out there with brain injuries and traumatic brain injuries. And I know the system. I work in it. I understand his condition. I understand all the problems he's having. And we're struggling. There's not as many services that I thought would be there, or even support for my mother or for the rest of the family. I mean, there was some, but nowhere near what I thought would be there as a nurse. And I realized I need to go out there and help other people and find other ways to fund research and also get people involved in understanding not just brain injuries, but anyone that suffered from strokes and even PTSD, mental health issues. So now there's more and more out there, but at the time it seemed like, wow, people can be just forgotten almost. So then I started getting into fundraising and really working in that community so that we can help people and understand the condition, because it's a challenging area. You can't see the damage that's being done. It's inside. So it's not like someone breaks a leg and then you can see they're wearing a cast. The scars are on the inside. And so that was a driving force to help others, just like my dad, because he was lucky that we had a family that stuck together. We helped him. My mom took care of him. The help was there. But not everyone is as lucky. And not everyone has the same type of disabilities. So that was a tough time. And even after he passed, we didn't realize how much we had to do until he was gone. And we miss him because he was still able to talk to us and interact, and he had a good quality of life. And so we felt good about what we did. But at the same time, I'm still passionate about helping people and still involved in that community.
And after everything that you have been through, I think it's a wonderful thing that you are using your life experience now to help others. Padoshka, I know many people in the audience right now are thinking, they've heard the name Prisca Senza. What exactly does Prisca Senza mean?
So when I was thinking of, what am I going to call my business? And I discovered later on in life that apparently I had this name and I didn't know about it, Prisca. And I looked up what the meaning was, and apparently it means ancient in Latin. So a friend of mine and I decided to search how we can make that name into a meaningful name. And so we came up with Prisca Senza, which means ancient teachings.
Ancient teachings. And also to touch on what you did speak on a few minutes ago as far as people suffering from PTSD, all people that were members of the armed forces that are going through hard times, again, there's somebody actually here that can help you get through this. So, again, to bring this up, Padoshka, many people are wondering, can you help them? Who is your client base?
So my client base, I mean, it changes over time, but usually it's adults. My youngest client, I believe, was 20 years old. Most of them are young adults. I have the occasional maybe in their 60s, but people who are going through a change, transformation, they're stuck somewhere, whether it's a job or a relationship or something happened in their job or relationship that requires for them to change. And so they find me on the internet or through word of mouth. And that tends to be my client base. A lot of them are well-educated. They work in the healthcare field or in business. And some of them are having addiction issues and or are in pain and want to continue work but don't like the medications they're on. So I help them in different ways to either have less of the medication or other strategies so that they can still be functional.
Yes. And the whole problem with prescription drugs right now in really America and probably also Canada is very big. So to many of the people out there, and I know that there's many people tuning in that are on these medications and really are trying to get off, they don't know what to do, I really suggest that you do reach out to Padoshka. She has the experience to really help you get through this. Many people are thinking, how can they be helped? So, Padoshka, if you could very quickly explain, what are the different types of services that you could provide?
So, right now, I do provide coaching, individual and group coaching, hypnosis. I do Reiki treatments and also teach Reiki classes so that someone can become a Reiki practitioner. I do some health consulting. And I do talks or speaking engagements on mental health to groups, how to de-escalate violent situations, and that comes with my experience with mental health as well as from martial arts. I also do health coaching and health teaching. Some of my clients have diabetes and other problems, and they come through with some other issues to coach with, but really they also need some teaching around diet and exercise and so on. And now the next step is that I also will be teaching NLP. So I use NLP and hypnosis in all of these modalities.
And what exactly is NLP, if you could share that with the audience?
So neurolinguistic programming, neuro meaning your neurology and how you receive information and how you process information, linguistics meaning language. So how does the language and how we speak and express ourselves, the type of words we use, the tonality of our speech, the rhythm of our speech, and even our physical movements can tell us how we're processing information. And so we can help clients through different strategies using linguistics and their neurology to change patterns.
Yeah.
And change states for better.
I know many people that are tuning in today are dealing with many different types of issues. Petroshka, what's your experience with the people you've worked with and what you've seen from really seeing so many different cultures? What are the biggest issues that are facing people out there today?
I mean, a lot of people are afraid of economics and jobs. They're also concerned about how to change, for example, from job to job. So there's a lot of fear around that. But there's also sort of instability around mental health patients or PTSD, and they're struggling at work, and they don't know how to get past or how to get better, how to be better at whatever it is that they do. So they seem to be struggling and afraid to change, let's say, a job, or afraid to move somewhere. Should I do this? Shouldn't I do this? They waver. So we go through a process with them to decide what is really their passion, what is their goal in life. And most people can't actually answer that question. So they actually kind of are hanging out and doing their day-to-day thing, but not being aware and mindful and really aware of what's going on in their life or even in the world, because they're just so stuck in that state. And getting them out of that and then finding passion, what makes their heart sing, then we start really truly working on solutions and moving forward.
It's like it's in our DNA to be afraid. And now that I do bring that up, I do want to speak about change. And change is so difficult. And to everyone tuning in, myself included, certain habits that I want to break, things of that nature, certain structures of my life that I want to change. Why is change so difficult for people?
Everyone is different and unique in that respect. And usually change is that there are fear of what's next. If I change this, what is the next? Because this is all I'm used to. So if a person doesn't know past or can't see past that change, they'll be afraid to do it. So they end up being almost in a really struggling, suffering, painful state for them to actually say, I need help. It's worse being where I am than where I'm going. And I don't even know where I'm going. And so getting them over that hurdle, they're afraid of the unknown. But once we realize where we're going, and that sometimes just trusting and having faith and also hope and trusting themselves, most people don't have faith and hope in themselves. They don't believe in themselves. So first looking at what is good about us, what is good about that person, what are their strengths, what are their values that actually can carry them forward that they've always had, then we see change happening.
Yes, and again, to everybody in the audience tuning in, that word change, I kind of put it together with fear. And it's, again, a big reason why we are also afraid to make changes. Petroshka, it seems that, again, you have a lot of wealth of knowledge and experience in many different areas. What do you really hope that people take away from your work?
So two things. Number one, that a lot of the struggles I speak about and a lot of struggles that people are going through, I have been through, whether it was being a single mom and struggling with daycare and finances and many jobs, as well as health challenges. In the last 5 years, I have developed many different allergies, but one of them being gluten, and then I became hypothyroid. I was always a very fit person, so I struggled with my weight because of this hypothyroid and with my allergy. Now, I have overcome that with exercise, diet, with the help of my physician. But it was a harder journey because I was used to, hey, I just work out, eat differently, and I'm good to go. So I understand the challenges that people face when you're working so hard and it's just so much work, but you have to keep going. And so that no matter what, how big the obstacle it appears, just keep moving forward. So that's one thing that I have experienced in my life. The other thing I would like people to take away, that they become transformed into their best outstanding self. I want them to leave with self-knowledge, inner wisdom, and how to connect to their inner wisdom. Also to have self-love and peace and calm.
So, in your opinion, and again, there's many different people out there offering different services, what do you feel really sets you apart from all of these other people offering these similar services?
So the first one is obviously life experience. I've been very blessed to have a very interesting life and having experienced many things. I've also seen a lot of things, being in intensive care and burn trauma units and cardiovascular ICU for 20 years.
Oh,
so I had the opportunity
imagine.
To see a lot of suffering and pain and crisis. And
yeah.
I commend ICU nurses, ER nurses, I mean all nurses, honestly, hats off. But there's to manage crisis and to see people in suffering, it takes a special kind of person, and nurses do this every day. So I've lived that world. But also that I'm able to help people figure out medications, for example. And if things are so complicated, I can actually refer them to the right physician or a right therapist that may help them further, that maybe it's out of my scope of practice. So I ensure that I can help them up to a certain point, but then there is another place to go. It's never hopeless. There's always something else I can suggest that they can try or go to. And I think that's a big difference. And I work with other healthcare professionals so that if I have a question, I'm not sure, I have a network of people with a wealth of information that I can consult with if there is something that I'm new or I'm not sure about.
And a quick note to the audience, and I know that you've heard her Podorska say many wonderful things and really say many things that relate to you as well. Every guest that we invite onto our show is carefully and thoroughly vetted. And this is to really ensure that we bring the most qualified people in the world to speak to our audience and to really offer any assistance to anyone in our audience that's tuning in for any type of service that they do offer. So if anyone tuning in heard any type of ailment or any of the points that they speak on, that she has spoken on, if this relates to you in any way, please do not be afraid to take that first step and reach out for help. It's the hardest part, but it's the most important thing that you can do. Podorska, if you could really share with our audience, what do you really have planned for the future?
So I have finally decided to become a licensed trainer of neurolinguistic programming. And I went to the source, the founder, one of the founders, Dr. Richard Bandler. So I am now a licensed trainer. And in the spring, I will be starting to offer courses for people to become licensed practitioners of neurolinguistic programming and eventually master practitioners. So that is the future of my business. And if people are listening and are interested, please connect with me on social media. I'm on LinkedIn, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And I will be bringing up information about what's happening, and things are happening fairly fast in the next few months.
And I'll definitely give everybody in the audience an opportunity to actually get her information for her social media. We'll get to that in a minute or two. But Podorska, we can all really hear the excitement that you have really speaking about your practice, about your journey. Just please really share with us the personal satisfaction you get from helping people that you work with.
I call them warm fuzzies. And it's hard to explain. As a nurse, when people thank you and say thank you, or they come up to me, people come up to me and say, Piroshka, you made such a big difference in my life, or I remember when you taught me this, and I remember it, and it helped me help someone else. That is what it's all about. So it's not about necessarily making money or a lot of things, but it's about being able to just see that light go on in people's eyes, and they're brighter, and they know that they have hope. So that to me is a big transformation, and also it helps me, you know, encourages me to move forward. But in the end, no matter what happens, it's about knowing that I've made a difference in someone's life for the better.
And again, you've achieved so much. I know many people in the audience are thinking, you know, she's a master practitioner. She has the degrees. She's been in nursing. She's also a black belt in karate. Who or what is your biggest influence in life? What keeps you going like this?
Well, I've been thinking about this because I've met so many wonderful people. I truly am very blessed that I have an amazing amount of people in my life. But what the best answer I have is everyone I meet teaches me something. There's always a lesson. And so I can only be filled with gratitude for all the people that I've met, whether it's my grade school friends from Yugoslavia who are I'm still in touch with, to all the people that I went to school with here in Canada, and my family. I think my family in Europe and even my father had a huge influence on me. And I find that him wanting me to be independent and make a difference in the world really has driven me. And also seeing my dad, what he has gone through. I had wonderful teachers in school, and I could list all of them. So I can't really pick one. One big influence as far as reading books was Dr. David Hawkins, who has passed away, and he's written a lot of books on it's called Power versus Force, is one of his famous books, and that has really influenced me, understanding empowerment, standing in your power versus being forceful in life. But overall, readings by Dr. Bandler, Dr. Chong, and many other books. I mean, I could list a lot of them. But I look at it this way. When I meet someone, I listen intently because they have a message for me, and sometimes information comes, and they can be the best teachers, and even children. They are very open and they see things differently than other people. So I listen to them because they may have something to say. Same with my son. So I can't narrow it down to just a few people, but I think if we're all aware of those who are around us, they may have something to tell us if we just listen and are aware and are open.
And that word that you used, empowerment, to everybody in the audience today, again, as she's trying to explain all of her achievements, you can be empowered to achieve many things in your own life as well. You just need to be put into the right direction. Get the proper assistance. Piroshka, you touched on this a minute ago. Where can people really sign up for your program or really find out more about your incredible work?
So I do have a website. It's www.priskasensa.com or also .ca. They both go to the same site. I am on Facebook. There's a Facebook page, Priska Sensa, and please like my page. And you can also connect with me on my personal site, and it's under my full name. I'm also on Twitter at piroshka_bada and on Instagram as piroshka.bada. So pretty much everything is under my name. And I am on LinkedIn as well, so I'm happy to connect with people.
Okay, and on LinkedIn they can find you under your name as well.
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
Okay. All right, so we're just about, I'm sorry, go ahead, Prof.
I was going to say also my business number, 416-251-8818, or my business cell, 647-801-4882.
And we're just about out of time, but again, I do want to stress to everybody tuning in, if anything she has explained today is remotely familiar to any one of you, please take that first step and reach out to her for help. Podorska, it was an absolute honor having you on today. I thank you very much for really coming on and sharing some of your knowledge and experience with us.
Thank you very much for having me, and I hope that we have touched some lives today.
Yes. And to everyone tuning in today, I thank you very much for joining us. Please go to accglobalmedia.com for all future show dates and time. Also, please visit us on social media. So to everyone out there, you have a wonderful evening. And to you as well, Podorska, you have a great evening. Thank you for joining us.
And good evening to you as well.
All righty. You have a good night.